This is WNYC. I'm Amy Eddings. A deal to bring the much-loved and much-criticized quarterback Tim Tebow to play for the Jets may have hit a snag. ESPN is reporting the deal with the Denver Broncos may require the Jets to kick in an additional $5 million, something gangrene may not be willing to do. Meanwhile, football fans are calling the potential deal a circus, a mistake, even a slap in the face for the Jets' starting quarterback Mark Sanchez. And those are some of the more polite reactions. Slate editor Josh Levine joins us now. Hi, Josh. Welcome to WNYC.
Hi. Thanks for having me.
Tim Tebow, as you noted in your column, led the Broncos to six straight regular season victories and a playoff win over the Pittsburgh Steelers. So why the dismay and outrage from fans?
Well, Tebow is not generally able to complete passes, to be polite, with the proficiency of a normal NFL quarterback. He has had the ability to win games, but seems like there's no real evidence to support the belief that he's going to be able to do it in the future. And the Jets, with Mark Sanchez, you know, another quarterback who has trouble with his passing accuracy, seems like he wouldn't really help address that fundamental problem.
So what would he bring to the Jets? Why acquire him?
Well, Tony Sparano, the Jets' offensive coordinator, he was one of the originators in the NFL of what's called the Wildcat formation, where you have a running back play at the quarterback position, somebody who's able to run and throw and sort of confuse the defense. People have criticized Tebow by saying essentially that he's a running back playing the quarterback position, but if he is deployed in that fashion, if you know what you're getting into, then he can be someone who you can bring in as a change of pace, maybe on third downs or something like that.
As I mentioned, some writers and fans are calling this trade a slap in the face to Sanchez. Is having Tebow on the field going to be a huge problem for him?
Well, there have been sort of two criticisms of Sanchez that have been percolating in the press and in the locker room. One is about his on-field play. The other is about sort of his lax, entitled attitude off the field. If there's one extremely positive thing that everyone says about Tim Tebow is that he's an extraordinarily hard worker. And so you could argue that maybe if that would rub off on Sanchez, that would be a good thing. He's not someone, it seems to me, that would come in and challenge Sanchez for the starting quarterback role, though. So I don't know if that would make him feel any less entitled if that's the team's problem with him.
And what about the team itself? Jets cornerback Antonio Cromartie has already said the team doesn't need Tebow. He was tweeting that yesterday upon news that the Jets were interested in acquiring the quarterback. He's saying they should focus on Sanchez. Is this a sign of trouble ahead? I understand the Jets spent most of last season with this sort of locker room bickering.
Yeah, this is nothing new for the Jets. I mean, another thing you can say about Tebow is that his teammates all universally love him, despite the criticism that he gets from the outside. The Broncos locker room is pretty united in its support of, you know, his play and how he led them from the brink. I think a lot of what you saw in the Jets locker room last year was a result of the team losing. And if they win with Tebow on the team, then everyone will be happy and it'll be all sunshine and rainbows. If they're losing, no matter who is on the team, whether it's Tebow or somebody else, guys are going to fight with each other and make waves in the press.
And briefly, Josh, can Tebow, a conservative Christian known for his kneeling in prayer after successful plays, can he fit in New York?
I think if he forms some sort of super friends tandem with Jeremy Lin, I think that that could increase his powers by, you know, exponentially. I think Lin has shown that someone who has those sorts of beliefs can become a star and a sensation in New York, but he does it in a little bit less of an overt way than Tebow does. I don't know if Tebow would be willing to dial down his, you know, evangelical beliefs a little bit, but I think if he did, then he would, you know, play fairly well.
Slate editor Josh Levine, thanks so much.